Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But here we are right now in this day when our leaders, Secretary of State John Kerry and the President Barack Obama, and their leadership have cut this deal. And if you go back and look at the historical speeches of our president, he says the world follows America's lead. If America does not lead with the global warming, then no nation will do it. But America just led with this deal with Iran, and now look what happened in the context of it. A deal has been signed or going to be signed. As a matter of fact, take a look at this verse, because you're going to hear where that particular deal's at right now with our leaders in Washington, D.C., in regards to making a deal with Iran so that they can actually have a pathway, supposedly, in the reports are, to be able to build a defense they could eventually use against Israel, even against America. Take a look at this.
Senate Democrats now have enough votes to filibuster attempts to block President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. Four new Democratic senators came out in favor of the deal Tuesday. Republicans say it's a bad deal that gives Iran too much freedom to pursue its nuclear agenda. Senate Republicans were hoping to pass a measure opposing the deal, but it now looks unlikely that the Senate will get to vote at all. Former Vice President Dick Cheney says the Iran deal will only allow Iran to grow more dangerous.
Approval of this agreement will not prevent a nuclear Iran, along with a pathway to a nuclear arsenal. They have placed on the table for congressional review a deal that provides weapons and funds to a regime that has pledged to destroy Israel and maintains death to America as a central pillar of its policies.
He says the deal will allow Iran to obtain the funding to support terrorism and pursue their goal of destroying Israel.
Think their goal of destroying Israel. They're saying death to Israel, death to America, and we're cutting a deal with them. It just seems like those biblical days when you're watching a nation and the world turn in on itself, and it's like, what is taking place? It makes me think of this, and this is the dilemma here. As you can see, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, there's an autobiography of him that was written here. It's called Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Martyr, Prophet, and Spy by Eric Metaxas. And you got to read this. You need to take your time and read this, because we are so walking out the days of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And he's just a man that loved God and was wanting the church to pay attention to what was going on at the time, and they weren't listening. We talked about in an earlier program, you got to catch it, about, you know, this day of transition, what is it like? I think he spent a lot of time with people who weren't listening, who didn't want to hear God. They mocked what Dietrich was saying, and he probably could have been even reach a lot more if he probably wouldn't have worried about the religious group. But anyway, so this Dietrich, he had no problem wanting to be able to, you know, serve the military of his country, to be in the German army, to defend the nation. But all of a sudden, the nation switched when its leadership switched. A new leader came over Germany, name was Adolf Hitler. And what Adolf Hitler was standing for with the Nazi party was against the Jews. He could not stand up and fight with a country. He couldn't stand up and fight with a country that was fighting against the Jews. Here he was wanting to be able to serve in the military, but he couldn't serve in the military with, it was totally against his conscience. He wasn't going to participate in the persecution, you know, of the Jews, and that's what was happening with the Nazi party. Well, guess what? With this particular deal going on, the reports are that in this agreement that some of it's made known, some of it's not made known, it says very specifically, the reports are that whoever, if someone attacks Iran during this agreement period, that America will defend Iran. Well, if they're getting weapons to try to destroy Israel, Israel's going to defend themselves. That puts America in a place, and the military in a place, that based on what their agreements are, that the military would have to fight for Iran against Israel, against the Jews. This is just like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. That was exactly what was going on. It's like, we cannot go that route. We have to contact our congressmen, contact our senators, contact our president. This deal needs to stop. But they're saying, as you just heard, that they've got it veto proof where this thing can go through. These are tragic days in regards to America, the world, and what's happening with Israel. But as Christians, we cannot be silent. We have to learn and practice standing up. What does it mean to stand? We got to stick together. And in this day, it's not going to be real popular to be Jewish or Christian. But guess what? The reason why is because it's good to be a Jew and it's good to be a Christian. And why would anybody even attack that in the first place? But right now, we're being positioned just like it was positioned with Dietrich Bonhoeffer in the days of Germany when he was walking out this revelation of what was going on. And all of a sudden, he's like, the church was debating, like, should we actually serve in the military? Because what the military is doing is evil and what it stands for. And look, it's happening right now in America. We got to pray for our military. We got to pray for our leadership. And we got to say, you know what? Never will I fight against Israel. I stand with Israel and I support Israel.
You know, we can learn so much by those that have gone before us.
Yes.
And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he's a great lesson.
Hero? You know? I mean.
Hero. And he spent so much time trying to convince the people who were religious to let go of the religion and follow God.
Right.
You know, and he kept on just kind of working his way through all that. And we have programs on it. We'll make it related to this program so you can go see it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But, you know, he finally just said, listen, we got to start the confession church. You know, this is the authentic church. You know, like Dr. King says, I believe there's a church within the church, the true ecclesia. And because he struggled with, you know, why is the church so silent and there's such great injustices? And he concluded was, there's actually a church inside the church, the true ecclesia. And I believe it was like 8 pastors is that all that Dietrich got to stand with him at the days of Hitler, because they were thinking politically how to...
Think about that. Just eight pastors in all of Germany to stand with Dietrich in the face of such gross evil.
And the others thought they were right. And so that alone should put the fear of God in everyone to say, you know what? We got to just do what God says. And the thing about it, when you follow God, the consequences are the same as what happened with the teacher, Jesus Christ. He said the student will not be treated any better than the teacher. And so if things happen to us, and understand this is so important to understand, your enemies and your critics are going to feel like they've succeeded when you follow God, but they'll realize only at the judgment seat of Christ that they didn't succeed at all.
That's right.
If you're trying to live your life so that your critics, you know, words over you don't come to pass, you're missing it. You have to understand, you follow Jesus and the cards fall where they fall.
That's right. The cross looked like a defeat to the critics. It was the greatest victory.
Of course. Of course. It was a great victory for us. And I mean, on and on again, it's just, you know, you were called to suffer for doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, in America, this generation, suffrage hasn't even come anywhere near our poorest person in America, not just everyday Joe, but the poorest person in America is richer than like 70% of the world's population, something like that. 70% of 7 billion folks. And it's like, no, Pat, not yet. And so, you know, so Dietrich, here we are right now, and we're looking at a day where a government and governments around the world are organizing against the Jews and Christians. You're seeing it take place. And it's like a disconnect, because the Christians who are seeing other Christians beheaded and suffer and have to be run out of Mosul and out of their communities and towns, it's a disconnect. Like, that's you. That's us. Mm. You know, that's us. And when the Jews are persecuted as the church, that's us. We should be feeling their pain and standing with them in the context of that. And so... positioning yourself, you can really learn from Dietrich and understanding, and he was a very intelligent man, and so you can really, his thoughts and his letters that he wrote, you can read them. And Eric basically was saying, we're in those days, you know, we need Dietrichs to rise up. And I believe there's going to be a lot of Dietrichs that rise up. But we have to stand for what God is saying. And he single-handedly, potentially, was responsible for the German Church Reformation.
Wow.
Because he stood like, this is not right. You cannot stand idly by while the Jews are being persecuted. Mm. You can't stand idly by while Christians are being persecuted. No, you don't embrace Hitler. You know, you don't do that. This guy is not one of us. And they're saying, well, he's a member of the church. And so the government began to say, you know, what could be printed in the church bulletins participate in the elections that were taking place. Who's going to be over the church?
Talk about a seared conscience. My goodness.
Yes, yes.
Just keep ignoring the truth, and you'll fall deceptively to a lie.
And that's why we have the First Amendment. The First Amendment is to protect the, you know, us from the government, not the government from us. And but we're seeing those things happen even now. And so it makes me think about, you know, this particular author that wrote a book talking about what's at our borders. And he thought about it, you know, with his own borders, because he's an American, I believe, that's fought for years in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. But what he wrote about in this article is about, you know, ISIS underground highway in America is right at our back door. And he talks about that. And in his book, he was talking about, you know, I believe the name of his book is Day of the Dead. Wow. He kind of writes this fiction truth thing, and he begins to, you know, compare it. One thing that he learned about in Israel and fighting for Israel, and it's like, you know what? You know, we need to stand up. You know, if America goes dark, if you really take a moment to understand the other nations in the world, then the world's going to go dark. Mm. It's going to go dark. I mean, it's going to go dark because America has been a light. America has helped many people. The world runs off the dollar and the value of the dollar. If things get costly here, you can only imagine what they're going to cost the people who actually take products from here and the prices get raised. I mean, the islands and the different nations and Africa and all these different countries. And it's like, but we can make that choice of to do that or not to do that. So he warns in this particular book, I believe his name is Dan Gordon, as he's speaking about, you know, right at our back door in America. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
You know, there are many microbes trying to attack your body all the time. There are germs and pathogens and so forth. And as long as your body is strong, it will put off those things and you will just keep on living a healthy, happy life. Well, it's the same thing with a nation. As long as a nation is strong and is vibrant, the little bugs that try to come and attack it really don't mean anything, and they cannot do any harm. But right now, this body politic is growing weak and somewhat sick. And so guess what? Terror tunnels. We've heard all about them during the 2014 war in Israel. Hamas dug long tunnels under the Gaza border to kill, kidnap, and terrorize the Israeli. Now, one author is warning that ISIS could use the same tactic to strike American cities. Chris Mitchell has that report.
During the war, Hamas terrorists used an intricate series of tunnels to carry out sneak attacks. While IDF soldiers stopped those attacks, the tunnels shocked Israelis. At the time, CBN News chronicled their scope and size.
The tunnels are designed to infiltrate Israeli communities like this one close to the border. Gaza is just about a mile that direction. And some of these tunnels are more than a mile long, 60 feet deep, with multiple exits. It proves that Hamas has been planning this for a very long time.
Israel destroyed many of the tunnels, but the frightening memory remains. Dan Gordon, a veteran of six Israeli wars, talked about their effectiveness.
And I can't imagine anything more terrifying for the people who live there than the thought that suddenly the earth opens up, almost like a scene out of a grade B zombie movie, and the walking dead come out, except they're not dead. I've been a soldier now for 40 years, which is a long time. And the most terrifying thing that I've ever seen was the advent of the terrorist tunnel attacks that happened last summer.
Now, a year later, Gordon, an Israeli-American, has written Day of the Dead, a thriller about those tunnels. He says it should be a wake-up call to the U.S.
The country that's most vulnerable to that attack is my other homeland, the United States of America. And far more vulnerable because there are terrorist attack tunnels that exist already. They're called drug smuggling tunnels, and they run from parts of Mexico into California to Arizona and to Texas.
A former FBI agent warned recently that those tunnels could be used as an underground highway for ISIS. Gordon says the drug tunnels could make an unholy alliance between ISIS and the Mexican drug cartels.
They don't have to dig them, they just have to rent them. They have billions of dollars. That's a language that all the cartels understand.
Gordon says ISIS studied Hamas last summer.
They watched what Hamas did. They saw why it failed. They know how it can succeed. And what people don't realize is the Middle East, for ISIS, is their R&D lab. It's their Silicon Valley for what they intend to do to the United States.
He says southern border cities and towns like San Diego are vulnerable.
The reason the United States is so vulnerable to that, we don't have the surveillance over that border that Israel does. We don't have our most elite military units on constant patrol on the American-Mexican border. We have, if you want to talk about juicy targets for ISIS in San Diego, half the Pacific Fleet is at anchor in San Diego.
As an author, Gordon also wrote to entertain. One reviewer said Gordon gets into the mind of a terrorist like no one since Tom Clancy. But Gordon says it has things Clancy never included in his thrillers.
It's a big Tom Clancy, wonderful international espionage, great read. It's the first book that I know of that has a born-again Christian female graduate of Liberty University, female James Bond. At the heart of that book, the other thing is faith. At the heart of that book is something that you and I have both experienced together, which is you may think that you're in control, but the one who's in control at all times is the Almighty.
Gordon refutes the notion he's giving ideas to ISIS. He points out they've already got the blueprints. He says the U.S. needs to wake up to this clear and present danger.
I guarantee you there are people from ISIS right now who are examining U.S. cities. And like any military, there are numbers of hot young commanders who are saying, I have a great idea, and they're presenting their plans to the general staff of ISIS. One of those plans is going to get accepted, and one of those plans is going to get implemented. And if I am looking at what's the most logical plan, it's in that book, Day of the Dead.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Boy, that is something, isn't it? Well, we listen, you know? We didn't listen to a man who's crazy. He was a paper hanger, an old corporal with a funny-looking little mustache. Funny little guy. Wrote a book called Mein Kampf, My Struggle. Who paid attention to it? Guess what? 50 million dead people later, the world paid attention after he had devastated Europe, blown up cities, blown up England, killed 5 million Jews, 6 million, I believe, excuse me. That's what happens. We've got to listen to these guys that are talking. Interesting book called Day of the Dead. You can get it where books are sold, and it looks fascinating, huh?
Amazing, but yeah. A frightening scenario. You know,
he's warning. The people are blowing the whistle and saying, look, these things are coming. And again, the body politic, if it's not strong, is vulnerable, and we're vulnerable to millions of immigrants coming across the border from the south. We're vulnerable to attack from the sea. Clancy had a book about the sum of all fears, I believe, of somebody setting off a nuclear bomb in the Baltimore Harbor. It'd be so easy to get a freighter into a harbor and, carrying a small nuclear device, and it launches. The next thing you know, it blows up the Capitol. I mean, lots of stuff can happen. We are very vulnerable, and only God is protecting us. He's put a mantle of protection around this nation. And we need to continually be worthy of that mantle, and I'm not sure we are. We break his laws, break the covenant, and he says, okay, I'll leave you to your own devices, and I don't want that to happen.
Make sure you catch our earlier program we had this week about, this transition between, how the warnings and then all of a sudden we're moving into the happenings, and it'll encourage you for those of the Lord's, because the Lord's going to take care of those that are his. But when we get back from this break, I want to talk about civil Christianity, because it's we the people in America. If we want the nation to go in a different direction, if we don't like the way it's going, we don't just expect somebody to do it. It's actually we the people who actually does that. And we got to learn how to be civil Christians in a civil land. And we can learn a lot by that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.